WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hundreds of demonstrators fought with immigration agents and sheriff deputies in a small city just south of Los Angeles Saturday for a second day. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen watched it unfold.
Somebody lit off a firework within the protester group, and that's when the officers immediately came out and they deployed tear gas, and there was clouds of smoke all over.
There was another confrontation outside the federal detention center in downtown Los Angeles. The U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Bill Asaley, says some protesters have been arrested and more could be soon.
We are not able to arrest everyone. There's a lot of people that we were not able to safely arrest, and we will be looking at various pieces of evidence, and we probably will arrest them at some point.
The violence has prompted President Trump to order 2,000 members of the California National Guard to deploy to Los Angeles. In a statement, the White House said the order to deploy was given to, quote, address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester in California. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom called the order, quote, purposefully inflammatory. Now to the latest in the deeply personal fight between President Trump and Elon Musk.
President Donald Trump says there could be consequences for his former senior advisor Elon Musk if he backs Democrats in future elections. This comes after the two had a public falling out this week following a tweet storm from Musk on the social media platform X, slamming the president and his massive spending bill. Musk has since deleted some of the posts, but also floated supporting a third party. Though tensions appear to have cooled, Trump told NBC in a phone interview Saturday he's not interested in mending his relationship with the former head of Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Torian Small, CBS News, Bedminster, New Jersey.
The president attended a cage-fighting event last night in Newark. There's been an attempted assassination in Bogota, Colombia. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports on the shooting of Miguel Uribe Turbay, a high-profile politician.
The senator, among the leading presidential hopefuls and a likely presidential candidate in next year's presidential election.
Turbay is in critical condition now after being shot in the neck. We're less than a week away from a big and controversial parade in Washington. CBS's Nancy Chen has that.
U.S. Army tanks began rolling into the nation's capital. They're part of a massive military parade planned for next Saturday, marking the Army's 250th anniversary. The event also on the same day as President Trump's 79th birthday.
And the Army says it has no plans to formally observe the president's birthday during the parade. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's hour number one of the After Hour Show on Max Inc. Radio. And we're going to start it with the big payback. Why? They're doing live stuff at Atwood Fest, 145, day one, Saturday, July 26th. This is Looking at Me on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. More of the sounds of Atwood Fest continues in our Double Dip on Max Inc. Radio. It's the big payback.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
You tell me it's all right.
big payback on Max Inc. Radio. See them at Atwood Fest. It's right around the corner. Make sure you make plans. The Rare Element will be there also. All this local music is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Access all the products that you need to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushrooms, spores, growing supplies, and more. Oh, those rose bath bombs are amazing, too. Shop online at turtleisland.com or in person at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison. Rare Element now. You will see them live at Atwood Fest. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you. Max Inc. Radio. You can see them at Atwood Fest. Mark your calendars. Get out the big red marker. Circle the date. You, me, Rocker. We'll all be there. Jimmy K, too. Coming up next, Sam Ness. He's got so many live things. Tomorrow, he's here in Madison at the Red Rocks Saloon on the 10th, Hill Point, Wisconsin. Baraboo on the 11th. This is Press On Now on Max Inc. Radio.
I had a dream long ago in the desert shadowed lands. There I was told upon the mountain there was I see, and the roads were there, but the path was up to me. My trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. Eyes cast toward tomorrow, I'll press on. I'll press on. I'll press on. String around my neck. I keep at bay the thoughts that stray inside my head. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold, I wish I'd seen it from the start. Trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. Never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on. I'll press on. I'll press on. Time when I know I have seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go. In the morning when it calls to me. In the nighttime when I know. I've seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go.
This time I'm not letting go.
My trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. This new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on.
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 Sam Ness on Max Inc. Radio. Now we've Cat and the Hurricane. See them next June 13th. They'll be live in Kenosha, Stevens Point on the 14th. This is Sorry I'm Like This. And they're taking us to break on Max Inc. Radio.
I hear them speak, but
cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice, I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm covered in food for my head.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tonight. cause I'm your girl from Mars. Last night you were wasted, totally harmless. I'm awake with my eyes closed, judging you from afar. Nothing seems real at 2 a.m. I say write it down, ask me again tomorrow afternoon, so I know you mean it. Are we always running in opposite directions? Thunder, lightning, there's always a split second. I see you coming. According to the stars, we're never aligned. It's Scorpio season, so I wanna die. You're 6 years older, I'm reminded of that.
collar rolled up on my neck. The wind remains. And so
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. this time.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Protesters fought with immigration agents and sheriff deputies for a second day south of Los Angeles yesterday.
This is the United States of America. It's supposed to be for everybody. No one's better. No one's superior.
All we're doing is trying to help our people from being separated from their families. That's all we're doing.
There was also a standoff in downtown Los Angeles. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Zach Boeto says the pushback against the arrests of migrants was furious.
We've seen protesters shooting fireworks, and these aren't safe and sane fireworks that they're shooting at these deputies. They're shooting M80s. They're shooting Roman candles, and the deputies were firing back.
In response to the unrest, President Trump has ordered 2,000 members of the California National Guard to deploy to the area. On his Truth Social site, Trump said, quote, "These radical left protests by instigators and